Glad you're here. Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. Hope you guys are enjoying some of the new platform we have now, higher quality. You get to see everything high def.
You know, when you go to the gym before the show starts and you come running in here.
Well, the problem is the clock is continually changing. It's never accurate. So we got to get a new clock in here.
Yeah, we need something that's going to ask you what
it says.
We got another 10 seconds.
Yeah, it says we got another, almost a minute. So,
but you might want to show up, maybe a minute or 2 minutes before the show's supposed to start.
Well, that'd be probably a good idea.
You know, here's a great testimony. I want to read you this, guys. And this is pretty good. It says, I should have had this ready to queued up. Now I could fuss at myself a little bit.
Yeah.
It's talking about the GHI cleanse, and it's talking about how, it's gotten rid of a bunch of age spots from this listener who basically is here. Here it is right here. I love this. And it did the same thing to me. All my age spots on the back of my hands, it's liver spots or sun spots are gone. Hi, Dr. Ted. I just finished 2 containers of GHI cleanse. That'd be this. After hearing you talk on the show about how your sunspots were gone from taking GHI cleanse, I looked at mine and they have faded considerably from my hands and arms. I'm super excited. I wish I had a before and after picture to show you. I just ordered another jar. Maybe after this one, they'll all be gone. I've tried everything over the years, essential oils, lightning creams, and even the electronic zapper. Nothing is – that sounds painful, Austin. Electronic zapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm over here, Austin. You got to look at me. You got to pay attention to what I'm doing here.
Yeah, I know. The whole system went out.
Oh, good. Electronic zapper. Nothing has worked until now. Thank you for making such amazing products. You're all the best, Suzanne. Thank you, Suzanne, for that. That was really, really nice of you. And I am taking the GHI cleanse right now. I've already had my purple sticks this morning, so I didn't want to add any more to this because I don't want to get so unbelievably geeked up on the show. Is the TV out or is it done?
Yeah, TV, the whole thing took us.
Well, we may have to reboot it. Yeah. See, this is what happens when you run to the gym first thing.
Well, this is my fault. It's like a lightning strike or something.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't had any. I did see a power surge.
Yeah. So I had issues over at my place yesterday. The lights kept dimming. I had like 3 or 4 times yesterday.
Happened to one of my AC systems during that last hurricane.
Yeah.
And it blew out a bunch of circuits on it.
Well, the issue that happens is when you have these intermittent power surges on it. The problem is they've been chopping power lines.
There we go. It's rebooting.
Oh. We've been having intermittent power surges all the time because of all these insanely garbage subdivisions that keep being put in, and they're putting all types of different power lines everywhere. When I saw this morning on the road, they had all these linemen out there hooking up all those new power poles going to that new trash subdivision that they're putting all the high-density housing.
They're putting a nice wall up in front of it, though.
Yeah, but it's all medium density. It's literally going to be like duplexes and quadplexes in there. So they're trying to fit as many people into one tiny little 50-acre area as they possibly can.
The thing that bothers me more than anything else is not the fact that they're doing that, which is still irritant to me. It's the fact that the infrastructure is not in place.
That's the biggest thing to me.
Yeah.
Development, expansion, growth, it's going to come either which way. It's Florida. There's no way. Around it. Stuff's going to expand. But when you go and you start hyper-expanding all these subdivisions and tearing out orange groves and putting everything in, and you don't even put a single turning lane in some areas. Gapway, why has there hadn't been a turning lane at Gapway?
And why are there so many accidents there all the time?
That's one of the worst places in Auburn for accidents.
And I remember when we went to the last commissioner's meeting,
yep.
We said, what are we doing about 559 and four-laning this thing?
Yeah.
Are there any plans on this? You guys are putting in literally thousands of more homes, thousands. And they said, oh, there are no plans.
Yeah.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
It's not the development because the groves all died because of the barium and aluminum they sprayed on them. So they're all gone. And so, here we are sitting here. By the way, JFK is now saying about 1 in 12 children have autism, according to the study that was done with him. Now, whether or not he actually said that, because I didn't hear him say it, but I think that's probably about right. Now, how would clarify that and say 1 in 12 children have some type of learning disability and or autism? But this is something I talked about a few days ago, and I want to cover it one more time. Chemical Hayden, this is the fluoride, by RFK Jr., linked to 500% increase in autism in shock new research. Read more. You know, he talks about it. Here we go. Children and thousands of water treated with fluoride appear to be at a much higher risk of autism, according to a shock study. Research discovered a staggering six-fold increase in autism spectrum disorder among children who grew up fully exposed to fluoride versus those who did not consume the treated water. The team at the nonprofit medical group Institute of Chronic Illnesses in Maryland looked for the health records. Now, I'm going to say something about this. Fluoride, in my opinion, is not linked to autism. But fluoride, in my opinion, and of course the research shows this, drops the IQ and is a neurological toxin. So I believe that what's happened is they're starting to see now this massive increase in autism in areas that are highly populated, which the water has been fluoridated. And so I think there's a direct cause as far as the research being shown to cause fluoride, but I don't think it's actually the culprit in this. I think it's the autism, you know, linked to the MMR vaccine and to the heavy metals in these shots that these kids are given, like 76 different shots by the time they're 18 years old, especially the shots that are given before the age of 18 months. So there's a major, major issue here with all of these different heavy metals, and I think that's what's causing the problems with autism. Now, you can also look at glyphosate. You can also look at the fluoride. You can look at the chlorine. You can look at all these chemicals. But the reality is there's a lot of stuff in the water supply and in the food supply that's incredibly unhealthy for everybody who's trying to be healthy, you know, in our environment. So what the problem is, what you run into, and I saw this for years and years and years when I had the clinic, is that what happens is you have a lot of people out there that are basically thinking that, you know, they could do whatever they want to do, eat however they want to eat, and do whatever they want to do, and it's not going to make any difference whatsoever. Their health is going to be still good. That simply doesn't work. In fact, modern lifestyles have really contributed to disease. Let me give you some statistics. Modern lifestyles have drastically reduced your body's ability to produce cellular energy. Humans now generate 70% less ATP, the currency of cellular century, cellular energy than a century ago. That's huge. When you have a 75% production reduction in ATP, adenosine triphosphate, you're going to be tired all of the time and you're not going to feel good. Modern diets are filled with ultra-processed foods, excessive sugar, and harmful vegetable oils, the omega-6 oils like corn oil and soybean oil, which has led to widespread nutrient deficiencies despite consuming huge amounts of calories. Sedentary lifestyles have become the norm. One-third of Americans spend more than 8 hours a day sitting. That increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cognitive decline. It also decreases elasticity in the tendons, et cetera, and causes a massive problem with people as far as their ability to get up and walk and move around. One of the studies that was done a few years ago said that if you can't get off the ground without using your hands, it's a direct indication that you've reduced your life expectancy. You know what I'm saying? If you can't get off the ground without using your hands. And I can still do that. But, you know, I tell you what, though, it's not as easy as it was when I was 18 years old. Because when you're 18 years old, you just jump up and pop out. The other day, I was driving around, and you know, I was test driving this fancy little sports car, and somebody said, "You think you can get out of this okay?" And I thought, "Yeah, I can get out of this okay." I mean, that's kind of an insult. The answer is yes. Remember, I told you that story the other day. I saw somebody driving a Corvette, and the guy tried to get his girlfriend out, and she could not get out of the Corvette. I'm not laughing about it, but it was sad. I tried to go help him, and of course, he was so embarrassed, he just wanted to drive away. Environmental toxins, including agricultural chemicals and endocrine disruptors like, you know, BPA, plastics have infiltrated food, water, and air. These toxins put you at risk of hormonal and metabolic disruptions. Years ago, before I really understood a lot about the environmental toxicity of certain chemicals, especially pesticides and herbicides, I used to keep my yard sprayed and I kept it perfect. Well, finally, I began to realize there's a giant lake close to us, and I thought, all of this stuff is runoff. It's going to go runoff into the lake. What happens if some type of something horrible happens, apocalyptic event happens, and all of a sudden I have to use a filter to drink out of this lake? I've just poisoned my own water supply. Yeah. And I thought to myself, well, all these other people are poisoning it. I thought, but I'm not going to do that anymore. So now I have a garden, a landfill, a yard full of weeds.
Dollar weeds.
And the weeds have won. I don't care anymore. I could care less. I'm not going in and spraying my yard anymore. I refuse to do it. And to reverse chronic illnesses caused by modern living, you need to address the root cause at the cellular level through lifestyle changes rather than relying on prescription medications that only mask symptoms. So, you know, let me ask you a question. If you have a problem with a headache, do you really have an aspirin or Tylenol or ibuprofen deficiency? You think, well, what does that even mean? Why are you taking this stuff? You're masking a symptom. You're covering up a problem. You know, if you have a headache, you have a blood sugar related disorder. In fact, you have a brain tumor. You can have all kinds of problems. You have low blood sugar going on. You have all kinds of issues happening, causing headaches. But when you take drugs, it doesn't correct the problem associated with headaches. It just corrects the symptom. The symptoms of the
headache.
Exactly
right.
So you got to be really, really, really careful. You got a kid who's hyperactive because of red dyes in their food supply. Ritalin is the treatment, and it masks the symptoms. That's all it does. It doesn't get rid of the problems associated with the red dyes.
No, they're still there.
That's why I used to always tell people when I did live seminars, I said, you know, if you've got a problem with a child with ADD or ADHD, why in the world don't you try dietary changes first before you try a class 2 drug in the same category with morphine, opium, opiates, Percodan, and Demerol? I mean, why would you put a child on morphine if he's being hyper? You think, well, I wouldn't do that. Ritalin's a Schedule 2 drug. It's in the same category with morphine. It's unbelievably addictive. Kids are put on this all the way until the age of 18 for school, and all of a sudden they get out of school. They go, oh, you don't need it anymore. You're out of school now, and all of a sudden they're addicted to it. They're addicted to amphetamines. And you think, well, this is horrible. And they get stuck on this stuff the rest of their life. I've seen it over and over and over again, and that causes massive adrenal exhaustion.
Yes.
So it's, this stuff's not healthy.
Well, man, I talked about that article last week, and it was also now it's linking ADHD medication to cardiac issues in young adults.
See, getting upset about the TV not working wasn't necessary.
I wasn't upset.
Oh.
I got it fixed. Did it get fixed?
His veins were sticking out.
Did it fix it? But did you die? You did not. We're good. Well, tying into the headaches, though, this is a new article just came out now. It says MSG triggering your migraines.
Man, I get a headache from that stuff
this
so fast.
This is another external factor like you're just talking about. Why are you getting migraines? Well, if your blood sugar is doing all right, and you're eating pretty clean, maybe you want to look at some stuff that's basically in your food or basically stuff you're putting on your food. You'd be shocked to find that a large percentage of the seasonings and the sauces that people put on their food have MSG in them. And if you really want to get a dose of MSG, and I'm not recommending this, I'm being sarcastic, eat some of the soups at some of those Japanese or Chinese restaurants.
Ooh, doggy.
You know, I like sushi. I like good, wild-caught sushi. However, one thing I have found, I don't touch any of their soups. When I've gone to sushi places, I invariably, almost every time I've tried soups at sushi places, I'm talking a monster headache. Within minutes, I get a headache.
MSG does the same thing to me. So what I do is when I walk into one of those places now, I say, I'm deathly allergic to MSG.
Yes.
And you are too, by the way. You're allergic to MSG.
It's an excitotoxin.
It kills brain cells. And so if you tell them that to start with, most of the time they'll tell you the truth. Because if you don't tell them that, a lot of times they say, oh, we don't have anything in our soups that are bad, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, I'm allergic to MSG. I'll fall on the floor with a massive seizure.
Whoa. Eat the soup.
Yeah, no.
And it's what it says right here. It says MSG, a common flavor enhancer found in foods like soups, snacks, and takeouts, has long been suspected as a migraine trigger for some people. At the heart of this connection is glutamate, which is an amino acid naturally produced by the body. So glutamate in and of itself is not necessarily bad. Glutamate is essentially neuron fuel. The brain uses it heavily when consumed. It can activate many different neural pathways. Such activation matters, though, for migraine sufferers because all types of glutamate receptors are found in the brainstem and spinal cord involved in migraine pain processing. Studies have shown people with migraines tend to have higher levels of glutamate in their blood than people without migraines and those with other types of headaches. During a migraine attack, glutamate levels climb even higher. MSG triggers migraines by massively overstimulating glutamate-sensitive brain regions, making the nerves in the head more reactive to pain. Even among people without migraines, MSG has been linked to symptoms like headache, facial pressure, and nausea. However, most people can tolerate MSG without symptoms. What happens is it's the high doses of it. Because when you start eating some of those foods, especially soups, MSG is like a flavor enhancer. It's like a salt flavor enhancer. So it makes things seem saltier. It makes them more taste responsive. What a lot of people don't realize now, this article is not talking about this. MSG is one of the main components added into every single fast food in the world. Don't yell at me.
Very addictive.
Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, they all are loaded with MSG. Now, in most cases, what they have found out is there's certain forms of it they can use as far as different sections they can use in certain foods and not have as much of a response from it. But you'll find that when you add MSG, along with high fructose corn syrup, along with other additives, it makes these foods unbelievably addictive, and the brain actually starts craving this food on a regular basis, hence why you'll see lines wrapped around McDonald's every morning, lines wrapped around Chick-fil-A after work every single day.
And Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell, all of them. I mean,
yeah, you know, it's so funny. Dr. Blaylock, I've talked to him several times on the telephone. He wrote a book that everybody needs to read. It's called Excitotoxin, A Taste That Kills. Excitotoxins, the taste that kills. I said it twice, you get it, so you write it down. And what it is, it basically talks about these products like aspartic acid, like aspartame, like NutraSweet. It also goes into detail about MSG and what it does and how it allows too much calcium to influx into the neural cells, which actually kills brain cells.
Yeah.
This isn't just exciting them, it kills them.
Is that why you get a headache? No,
that's
it. More responsive
that's
to
right.
It?
So you end up causing brain damage from this stuff. So you got to be really, really careful. Speaking of brain damage, this is going to be a kind of a sad segue. You know, there are a lot of cruise ships out there that are party ships.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I remember one time Austin went on a cruise, and he got there, and he found out it was a gay cruise.
It was not a, okay, whoa. You can't just come out the gate like that.
It happened.
It was not a gay cruise. I had my kids, by the way, on this cruise.
It was horrible.
I went on there. I had multiple friends with me, none of which were gay. And the thing about it was, we did not know this, but this giant homosexual Facebook group had planned their cruise at the same time we did. So it wasn't a gay cruise, but there was an immensely large population of homosexual individuals on the cruise that I had to deal with on a regular basis. And again, I don't have anything against gay people. If you want to be gay, you want to go do that, that's fine.
Back to my story.
But don't hit on me.
Yeah,
I'm going to leave it at that.
You got hit on, bless your heart. You're pretty good looking. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's my son, so I can say that.
Man. I did not go on a gay cruise, bro.
But, you know, one of the worst ones is Carnival.
I mean, Carnival's rough.
Oh, my gosh.
I've only done one Carnival cruise.
No, it's a big party.
It's filthy. It's not just a party cruise. It's a filthy cruise. There's always food everywhere.
Well, they own Holland America, and the last Holland America cruise I went on was absolutely horrific. And they had food all over the tables all of the time. They wouldn't clean the doggone tables. And then it ended up with norovirus. And now the CDC is not going to be policing cruise ships anymore. They're going to let the cruise ships police themselves.
So the CDC wants to police the entire country.
But not cruise ships,
which are petri dishes.
Well, because what happens when the CDC shows up and they're pulling dead corpses off the body and there's red trucks out front and everything else.
It's bad for stocks.
Yeah, man, it's bad for stocks. But this is interesting. Drunken cruise dad dies in shipboard detention.
They detained him? They put him in a drunk tank?
He's dead. Yeah, he's dead. That's sad. So my condolences to the family, by the way. What was meant to be a relaxing cruise to Mexico turned out to be a nightmare. You know, for the 35-year-old Michael Virgil, he died just an hour after being detained by ship security.
35? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is a night of disturbance. Virgil was reportedly traveling with his fiance, 7-year-old son, and other family members, and the trip took a dark turn. According to fellow passengers, Virgil's behavior became increasingly erratic. He allegedly chased crew members and passengers down a hallway.
Sounds like Carnival.
Shouting threats and racial slurs. The gentleman that was drunk said he was going to kill us. Passenger Christopher said.
You can't be threatening people with death.
No. In fact, forcing the crew members to later lock himself into a, he locked himself into a towel room to escape. The other passenger locked himself in a towel room to escape. I was scared. I'm stuck in the hallway, he said. In a video captured by Virgil can be seen attempting to kick down a door while yelling threats. Witnesses all reported he physically attacked two crew members during his rampage.
Some people just don't need a drink.
Well, some people are mean drunks.
I learned that
in the German beer tavern we owned as a child, right? Some people get drunk and they're really happy.
Oh, yeah. All they want to do is talk.
Their personalities get so much better when they've had a couple of drinks. Now, I'm not recommending drinking for anybody because it's not something that's healthy to do.
It is a fact, though.
But it is a fact. And then you get the people, I'm going to kill you now I'm drunk. You know, and you're like, oh, my gosh.
What was it? The Rock? The movie The Rock. Not the actor. The movie The Rock with Alcatraz, Sean Connery. Yeah. He's got that one Marine MARSOC contractor. So I'll take pleasure in gutting you, boy.
Yeah. Well, that's the way some of these guys get here are drunk.
So, obviously, this guy was like that.
Yeah. The ship security detained Virgil, reportedly pepper. He had to use pepper spray, handcuffs, zip ties, and towels to subdue him. It was also reported that a sedative may have been administered to calm him down.
Oh
there we go.
We'll probably start those. So some of that stuff combined with alcohol will kill you.
Well, within an hour of his detention, he was dead.
Yeah.
Well, again, my condolences. His cause of death remains under investigation. An autopsy report has not been yet released.
Who gave him the sedative, does it say?
Yeah, the crew members did. Oof. Somebody injected him with something.
Injected him?
Apparently so, yeah. They hit him with a needle.
That's going to be a lawsuit to happen, boy.
Well, but again, if it's in the international waters, it's going to be a real pain to do this. The cruise line issued a statement and said, we are saddened by the passing of one of our guests. We offered support to the family and are working with authorities on their investigation. They said, according to the Independent, the ship which departed Los Angeles en route to Mexico continued its journey after the incident. The use of force by ship security has raised questions about protocols for handling disruptive passengers. That's the truth now. Some passengers and commentators have criticized the potential use of a sedative without the knowledge of Virgil's medical records.
That's exactly right.
While others argue that security had no choice but to act in self-defense of the crew and passengers, as investigations continue, the incident serves as a somber reminder of the challenges in maintaining safety on a large cruise ship where isolation at sea leaves security teams to make critical decisions under pressure. It also gives the captain pretty much autonomy to do whatever he wants to do.
He's basically the president of the ship.
And he can throw you off instantaneously. Yeah. I remember we got on that ship.
He can't throw you overboard, but he can kick you off to the next port.
He can. I remember we were on a
cruise. You almost got kicked off.
I almost did get kicked off. Yeah, I got called to the captain's office and rebuked like a child. Hence why I talk about Holland America.
He told you he was going to kick you off the next port, didn't he?
Now, what happened is this guy was like Captain Bligh. This guy was
Captain Bligh.
He was like the SS Bounty, the Mutiny on the Bounty, Captain Bligh, right? And what happened is we flew down to Argentina, yep. Buenos Aires, you know, where this horrible Pope who just died was from. And we ended up, you know, there was like 17 people who basically did not, you know, come to the lifeboat drill before we left port.
Oh, you can't skip those anymore. I found that out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the next port of call, all 17 of those people got kicked off the ship.
Yeah.
Captain Bligh.
That's crazy. Yeah. I've never heard of people being kicked off.
Well, they could have. They should have taken the 17 and said, we need to have you report to the lifeboat drill by yourself now.
By yourself, yeah.
Instead of throwing them off the boat. So this guy was like teed up to throw everybody off, and he was a tyrant. So my daughter basically went to Club Hal without proper authorization. Yeah, this is unbelievable because she's. I'm not even going into detail. So I get called. I have a note on my cabin door. We come back. We were in Jamaica, and I have a note on my cabin door. And the captain's. There's a note that says, "Come to the captain's office immediately." So I just. I was summoned. I was summoned. Peasant. Peasant. And so we're already back at sea again. So I went to captain's office. I waited about 10 minutes. He wasn't there. I left. I got another note. This time it was over the intercom. Dr. Ted Brower, come to the captain's office.
You never told me got called over the intercom on the boat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I'm a child.
Yeah.
I'm 8 years old. I'm Ted Brower. And so now I thought, this is getting serious. I'm getting called over the intercom. This is really weird. So I go back up to the captain's office, and he sits there, and he chews me out. And he's telling me how he's going to throw me off the ship. All this other kind of stuff. And I knew he was serious. You know, I threw 17 people off the boat.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. So I thought to myself, I'm about to get kicked off the boat. You know, I'm about to have to take a dog on flight back. I think to myself, I'm going to burn a bunch of points trying to get back. And I got to wait. And it was about 3 days until we got back to Miami.
That would have been a fiasco.
Oh, my gosh. And so what happens? So I looked at him. He's yelling at me. And I'm sitting there looking at him. And I'm thinking to myself, you're captain.
You don't have much of a play at that point.
I don't have any play. And I thought to myself, I could either get kicked off the boat. I wanted to do it. I'm just terrible.
Oh, I know. I would have had a hard time with that one.
I wanted to slap him upside the head, to be honest with you, because I don't like being talked to. I'm not a child. And it's something my kid had done. And so, I hate to say that. That sounds terrible for a Christian to say that, doesn't it? But I don't like getting yelled at. And I thought to myself, I'm just going to sit here. And after he chews me out, I said to him, du hast recht.
You're right.
You're right. And he says, what? Speaking to me in German. Okay. He's Dutch. Dutch really don't like Germans that much.
Oh, God.
Just thought I'd mention that. And this World War II thing keeps going on.
Did he speak German?
Oh, yeah. Most of the Dutch people
speak.
And he goes, I thought you were American. I am American. You're speaking German. My parents are German. Oh. So I told him he was right. And some of the stuff he said, he was right. I have to admit, I gotta say he was right. But the way his delivery was awful. He should have sandwiched it. Say something nice, say something mean, say something nice, not threaten to throw me off the boat. And this is turning into
it's always an event with you, bro.
He didn't throw me off the boat. Then we landed and they took the dead bodies off the ship and all that stuff for the CDC there because of norovirus had pummeled the ship. And I thought to myself, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. I'm going to write about this mess.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, too. I have an article. This crew, what is it? This is
I think it's on the old site. I never transferred over to the new site.
This is a death ship. Don't sail it. at healthmasters.com. And you can read about the whole story. But the good news was I lost 7 pounds on that cruise because they kept finding hair in the food. This is a potential death ship. Don't sail it like I did.
Hey, it actually got a lot of hits.
Did it really?
Oh yeah, remember what it did? You put a letter together.
I told the story. So if you guys want to read this and have fun with it, you can.
Never again on Carnival. Never again on Hall of America. Yeah,
I never have.
I need transfers over to the new site, so we got everything transferred over.
So you guys can read this. This is a potential death ship. Don't sail it like I did. And but yeah, this is like I wrote that like 12, 13 years ago. And, you know, your mom, after this happened, she refused to ever go on another cruise again.
It wasn't that.
It's just that, you know, it was so awful with the vomiting, you know, the throwing up, the hair in the food.
Yeah.
The ridiculously expensive shore excursions. I mean, we got to Peru. We wanted to do Machu Picchu. Well, these guys wanted some insane amount of money to go to Machu Picchu, so we just did it on our own. And it was just, you know, for like a tenth of the cost, but it was an interesting ship. It was
well, that's one thing I have to say, because I've been on many cruises as well. I don't recommend going running off in certain countries by yourself if you don't have any guides or any background or anybody there. But on the other hand, too, a lot of the excursions that are based off of the cruise are unbelievably overpriced.
No, do you remember?
Unbelievable. Contact locals there and do it.
One time we were on a cruise and it was over, and we're going to be going to. It was Antwerp. We were going to a chocolate factory.
Yes.
Remember? And I thought, this would be cool going to a chocolate factory. You were so excited. And it was me, you, Sharon, and Gene.
They had a big bus, big van.
They were taking us to the chocolate factory. I mean, we got so excited. Oh, boy.
Booked it through the cruise.
Oh, yeah. It was like $175 a person. It was expensive, yeah. Right? I thought, okay, I'll do this.
It's a chocolate factory.
Yeah. So we get there in Antwerp, and we're thinking to myself, this is going to be great. And they take us down to the basement of the Novotel Hotel.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Novotel Hotel.
Listen to this. The guy has a Bunsen burner with a little propane tank.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's melting chocolate.
It's a little basement.
No. Like this.
He's got a table. The table's about this big. Yeah.
And he's melting chocolate and putting it into little bowls.
Yeah.
That was the chocolate factory.
I still remember. I was young. I'm looking around, and everybody's kind of looking at each other, and we're like, okay. Where does this go next? We go to the factory next. Oh, no, this is the chocolate factory. It's all hand-molded in here. I'm like, there's one guy putting chocolate in six molds.
With a Bunsen burner.
With a little Bunsen burner.
I have to admit, I got vocal. I did. And some other girl was there, and she goes, well, you should be happy we're here looking at this Bunsen burner. And I looked at her and I said, look, you can speak for yourself.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me what to do, what to think. I just got ripped off for four people paying for this thing.
I was expecting, like...
Willy Wonka.
We were going to do
Willy Wonka. Yeah. Bunsen burner with chocolate.
I'm expecting this factory, and everybody's in there making this stuff. There's one guy in there, and he's over there like...
No, and if we did now,
I made six chocolate.
Now, to give them credit, I think we got like $100 credit or something per person.
They still billed us
for about $300-$400. And I thought myself, this is crazy. And I told myself, you talk about misleading. This was awful.
Well, I remember the photos of it. They had all these, you know, exotic chocolate photos in the brochure and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was back before the internet, really. Everything was on pamphlets and brochures. Yeah. That's really funny.
By the way, this is an interesting thing about the Pope. This is Leo Holman. I like this guy. He says, Francis the Divider is dead. That's pretty blunt. Look for his successor to be portrayed as somewhat more conservative and less controversial. Imagine the world being swayed to accept digital money and biometric digital IDs by a popular Pope who is charismatic and more likable than the often ornery Francis. In short, it will be a unifier. Yeah. The Argentina Jesuit. Here we go. We talked about this yesterday with Operation Condor.
Yep.
George Mario Baraggio asked Pope Francis, who died Monday morning. The Vatican announced he's 88 years old. The Vatican said Francis' cause of death was heart failure. It's interesting that Vice President Vance showed up right before he died. That's bad for Vance. Okay, Vance, I'm not going to do it. During the peak of the COVID, Pope Francis energetically enforced the closing of Catholic churches and then later pushed the devastating mRNA vaccines. The Pope said it was the moral obligation for all Catholics to get their shots.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. He was also the first real DEI Pope. You know, that was like big transgender one, speaking profusely and persistently about the need to exchange the church's old age teaching about homosexuality to homosexuality being a sin. Whoa. Wait a minute. So does that mean that this boy, that the guy used to like his young altar boys? That's just a question I'm asking. That's a big problem with the Catholic Church. Francis fired many conservative bishops around the world and declared virtual war on the traditional Latin Mass, attended by millions of conservative Catholics. He excommunicated the conservative, incredibly brilliant Archbishop Carlo Maria Viago, who served as papal nuncio to the United States under previous Pope Benedict. I really like Carlo Mario Viago. In the final analysis, Pope Francis will be remembered as a very divisive pope who catered to the liberal wing of Catholicism with his controversial decisions to welcome unrepentant LGBTQs into the church, pushed mRNA vaccines on humanity, and advocated the World Economic Forum's climate change agenda and introduced other controversial measures in the church. He gave his blessing a few years back to a pagan ceremony that took place at St. Peter's Square and was devoted to the South American fertility goddess, I'm not going to mention her name. Like it or not, the papacy is a position of great influence in the world. Francis used that position for great evil. He shut down a planned audit of the corrupt Vatican Bank. He sent the pedophile Cardinal Ted McCarrick to negotiate a deal with the Chinese Communist Party. He normalized the LGBTQ filth, called for free and unfettered immigration of Muslims and other hostile illegal immigrants in the Western nations. He dismissed conservative priests and bishops, replacing them with liberal ones. He taught that there was no literal hell and that souls of unrepentant sinners simply disappear into nothingness. That's all Kabbalah teaching, by the way. This is horrible stuff. I have many Catholic friends who are Catholic, and the majority of my extended family are Catholic. The overwhelming majority did not trust or follow the teachings of this heretic. With Francis, I put the word heretic in. With Francis gone, I would not be surprised to see the next pope be cut from the same cloth, but it's less obvious or recognizable way. Perhaps he'll be more likable and therefore more capable of deceiving the masses of Catholic faithful. Imagine if the world had a likable, lovable, charismatic pope who was able to identify and unify the religious world in favor of the one world agenda of the Great Reset, convincing all nominal Christians and religious folks in a time of suffering and fusion that the way out of the global crisis is with a biometric ID, digital programmable tokens, replacing paper cash. Perhaps he will also convince the masses in the aftermath of World War III that submitting to the digital surveillance state will make them safer and more secure. Just as the leftist Joe Biden administration paved the way for Donald Trump and the appearance of a conservative backlash on the political level, I expect the outrageous antics of Pope Francis will lead to the selection of the next pope being at least one on the surface, a man who will be seen more for conservative tone and content. Which I do hope he's telling the truth about that or making the right assumptions about all that. But that's a very good article, as always, from Leo's, from his newsletter. So it's interesting watching this happen, you know, over and over and over again when you see it happening and you kind of wonder why it's happening that way. But you realize that the Catholics have been completely and totally misled since Vatican II back in the 60s, Austin. And I that's what Mel Gibson says, and Mel Gibson's right about that.
You want to know something weird? I found this out yesterday. I actually verified it. The Pope died at 88, right? Mm-hmm. 88 years old. Klaus Schwab, retired, stepped down, World Economic Forum. You know how old he is?
88.
Yeah. And why tell me that's a bit odd that both of those things happen at the exact same time.
Well, remember, there's a whole group of people out there that do everything by numbers.
Numerology. Now, I saw that yesterday. Yeah. I was like, the probability of that happening the exact same time and them being the same age, that's just strange. I don't know what it means, but I'll tell you it's weird.
There's a book you get for free online. It's called The Most Dangerous Book in the World, 9/11 is a Mass Ritual.
Yep.
Everybody needs to read that book. It's a great book. It'll scare the yak out of you, but it'll get your attention as far as how the Masonic lodges and other people at this level all look at numerology, like you said, Austin, and they all look at the numbers and what's going on. So it's kind of crazy, by the way, how this stuff works. By the way, the six silent cancers quietly surging in men and women and their subtle symptoms. You know, deaths by cancers are going through the roof, especially the fast cancers and all these different types of cancers. They're talking about it now. And I'm going to go ahead and post all of this. And, of course, they're saying there's all kinds of things that are doing this, blah, 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 blah. I can tell you what's doing it right now, why there's been a huge surge in the past 5 years. And it's very simple. Just very simple. It's the COVID shot. Period. It's just the COVID shot. And the COVID shot has an immune suppressant inside of the shot that's causing this. And here's another article, too, from the Daily Mail, why heart attacks are striking young people and surprising connection to the panic, to a pandemic drug rule. Here we go. Listen to this one. They're usually associated with middle-aged and elderly people, but heart attacks are striking people in alarming levels. Now they're talking about people in their 30s and 40s, younger than 40, are basically having heart attacks. And it says, some experts have pointed to the COVID virus as a possible cause due to a stain it puts on the heart and linked to blood flow issues. Conspiracy theorists, always conspiracy theorists. You know, they can't say alternative thought practitioners. or something like that. Or they can't say some scientists believe. Heck, they can't say that. They've got to put conspiracy
always.
Theorists. And that's all from the CIA after the Kennedy assassination when Walter Cronkite, I remember him. He like Grandpa Father Time. He looked like Santa Claus.
Well, they've coined that term. So it psychologically discredits what anybody says after that point. This conspiracy theorist said everything after that
is
now psychologically discredited.
Well, Walter Cronkite up there, he was talking about the Warren Commission report, how bullets can go backwards, right? You know, this crazy stuff with the Warren Commission report. And he goes, like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know, conspiracy theorists, you know, and it was all to use to discredit people who were saying, I don't believe the Warren report. This ain't right. Bullets don't go backwards. This is awful. There were multiple shooters or multiple gunshots. Oh, no, none of that's true. Well, now we know all of that is true. Watch the video from 9/11 from JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. That'll tighten you up pretty good.
Yeah.
And he goes, conspiracy theorists. I mean, those who are telling the truth. People who question the mainstream narrative, who are hardcore scientists, who realize they've been lied to over and over again by the mainstream media, have also linked the rise to COVID vaccines. Whoa.
There you go.
Now, that's my point. That is my opinion. But what it says is conspiracy theorists have also linked the rise to COVID vaccines, though there is no evidence linking the shots to widespread heart attacks. That's why we had over 1,500 top-tier athletes in their teens sometimes drop dead and have massive heart attacks on fields playing sports. Yeah, okay,
Nobody wants to talk about that anymore.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that, right? No evidence. Okay, whatever. There's plenty of evidence on this stuff, and it blows my mind, Austin. What's your next story, my son?
This is an interesting story right here. Now, they said Big Ag is deceptively co-opting with RFK Jr.'s push for organic farming. So, you know, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he wants to reduce the use of agricultural pesticides, which we've all discussed is a really, really necessary thing that needs to be done. However, Big Ag is using Kennedy's statements to promote biologicals to farmers as a natural way to control pests without disclosing that some biologicals are genetically engineered microbes that are harmful to the health environment. So what's happened is now you have certain types of pesticides and herbicides that have gotten so much flack, like glyphosate, for example, that now they're coming out with these called biologicals. And so what's part of the legal team is basically discussing with Bayer's Roundup weed killers being used as an unwitting front man for biologicals. The substances are derived from living organisms that agribusiness companies are increasingly promoting to farmers, which claims of improving soil or crop health or controlling pests and diseases, all supposedly with the added benefit of reducing the use of chemical pesticides to still provide the largest chunk of the company's profits. So you got yourself a question. Big Agri now suddenly want to promote something that's going to take money away from their other sales. Why would they do that? Because they know it's the next phase. Biologicals can be genuinely natural. For example, biocontrols used in organic farming include ladybirds employed to combat aphids and nematodes against slugs and snails. But they also use genetically engineered organisms such as genetically modified microbes, which then pose a serious risk to human and animal health. The motivation for Big Agribiz to market GMO biologicals is strong, given the ease with which GM products can be patented and a receptive market of farmers weary of chemical dependency. We know that RFK is aiming to reduce toxic exposure that could contribute to ill health and favor organic farming. Evidently, in the eyes of Big Agra, this makes it ripe for exploitation as a walking, talking ad man for the new biologicals, as they're claiming these are the natural way to control it. So just going to keep an eye out on this, but it looks like Big Agri has finally got its foot in the door with organic farming. And this is exactly where they're going with this. So it's going to be something to...
Isn't it funny how little by little these people who are so astute at this are now co-opting Kennedy? Now, I'm being serious.
It's psychological warfare. It's not hard to figure out.
Well, no, what they're saying is, okay, look, we're going to give you this, this, and this. You're going to give us this, this, and this.
Yep.
You're going to tell everybody that the MMR shot is the best way to stop measles.
Yep.
Even though you've spoken against it so many times. To me, it's like this. Just make sure the kids have good nutrition and don't worry if they get the measles.
Well, the issue we have found, and this is just something that's unbelievably prevalent in politics, is that there's so much deception, so much manipulation, so much blackmail, and so much shady business tactics that I honestly feel we've reached a point now in the federal government where it's very difficult to operate it clean anymore. It's difficult to operate. I don't care who you are, how good you are, trying to operate in that giant, I mean, they called it a swamp for a reason. It's a DC swamp. It's a swamp. It's full of pit vipers. It's full of roaches. It's full of vultures. It's full of every disgusting living organism from the entire country.
There's a whole bunch of Jeffrey Epstein's.
Exactly.
And a whole big
my
old
point.
List.
Yep. And so I think we've reached a point now where it's like everything really needs to get drained and scrubbed. And the problem is nobody's drained the swamp anytime soon, because as we saw with USIN and a host of other agencies, these guys are making so much money on the back end with money laundering. It's insane.
Well, the crazy part about it is when you finally realize the dirty underbelly of politics.
Yeah.
And how filthy it is.
Oh, yeah.
Everything from pedophilia, I mean, on and on and on. Look at Barney Frank. He was running a call boy ring for his homosexual stuff up in Boston. And out of his house, no less.
Yep.
I mean, he was just, running, call boy services. And I mean, it's unbelievable how perverted it is. And the problem is, it's not what you think it is. It's worse than you think it is.
Oh, it's much worse.
I remember Coach Dobbenmeyer and I, we were speaking at a seminar in D.C. years ago. And we're walking through the halls of Congress. And I finally looked at Coach Dobbenmeyer and I said, why are there only queers here?
And they're all young
men. And they're all young guys.
Everywhere.
I said, are there any guys that aren't homosexual or aren't gay? He goes, man, Ted, I'm seeing the same thing. I said, this is so weird to me. The other night, I went to a birthday party.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe how effeminate some of the guys were. It was crazy. But even more so, these people were in their 20s and 30s and 40s, right? Some of them in the 50s. And they were sick. I mean, obese and sick and all kinds of health problems.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them, and she was a super nice lady, had just recovered. She was 29 years old, just turning 30. That was her birthday party. And just recovered from brain cancer.
29.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. And then the other ones were having seizures and being hospitalized. And other ones were suffering with serious obesity, all kinds of health problems. And I think to myself, these people are young.
Young kids.
They're young. But see, that's what I said earlier in that article. The mitochondrial output is down by almost 75% the past 100 years. Yeah. People are getting sicker and sicker and sicker because.
Wait, it's what people put in the bodies, man.
Because they're putting more poison and more stuff in there. So it's crazy when you see all of this stuff and what they've done.
Well,
to
and,
us.
You know, because people have. I've had people bring this up because I remember, like, Alma, my grandma from Germany. She smoked and drank, was what it was. And she lived to be.
In her 90s.
Early 90s. And in my opinion, she didn't die from those things. She died from the doggone nursing home and the drugs they put her on.
They did. They put her. I didn't have power of attorney over my mom. Her name was Alma, and that's awesome. I also said, but she had gone through Germany. It was really suffering from.
She was tough, man. She was tough.
She did
a lot. And I'm not advocating smoking and drinking. So write me on that. What I'm saying is here, is that the body can handle toxins here and there. It can handle itself trying to detox and get it out. What it can't handle is a continual overload of a barrage of toxins every single day in the water, in the food, in the alcohol, in the vapes, in the air, every single day, all day long. The body can't handle it.
Well, my mom was born, I think, in, 1915, 1916.
They actually had clean food back then.
Yeah, it was crazy because they actually had their own garden.
Yeah.
In the backyard.
With no glyphosate.
Everything was organic.
No high fructose corn syrup.
She was raised that way. And when I went over to Germany to visit the family and see her house back in the 70s, I remember they still had a big, huge garden. It was like 60 by 60 feet. They were growing everything. And everybody in the neighborhood had food growing in their backyard. And you think, because after World War I, they starved a bunch of Germans to death. And they said, we're not doing this anymore.
Well, what happens is the nutrient density and the mineral buildup from eating real, true, natural food, real food, every single day for years and years on end, it allows the body to grow and develop. This is one of the biggest issues.
And you live a lot longer.
You live a lot longer. And this is one of the biggest issues, I think, that's coming down to it that people aren't addressing. It's the young age groups that are eating these unbelievably toxic foods all day, every day at a young age, and their mitochondria, their development, their cellular aspects, their organs, everything is becoming so polluted. So by the time they're 18, 19, 20 years old, they're coming down with these unbelievably degenerative diseases because their body is so sick. It never got the ability to develop naturally and build its natural defenses and immune systems. And then you throw in the vaccines.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize is that, when you have the developmental phase in the first 15, 20 years, that, your body's storing up reserve minerals.
Correct.
And it's called reserve energy. And
it's building the organs. It's developing everything.
I know. Your mom, she was raised on Twinkies, Ding Dongs, and Cupcakes. She used to go to the PX, with their charge card, and because she was having to buy her food for the family.
Yeah.
And she would just buy candy and junk.
Yep.
And the first night I went out with her, she was 27 years old and stunningly beautiful. And she's sitting there batting her baby blue eyes at me. And I asked her, we're sitting having, you know, I took her out to dinner. It's a Shoney's restaurant. And I said to her, I said, what would you like to eat? She goes, well, I want a hot fudge cake.
That was for dinner.
Dinner.
Not dessert.
And I said, well, I said, this is not dessert. This is dinner. What do you want for dinner? She goes, I want a hot fudge cake. And I said, all right. I mean, you're stunningly beautiful. And I'm on a date with you. And you're really hot.
Hot fudge cake.
Hot fudge cake you get, you know. And so I ordered chicken salad, right? I mean, eating a chicken salad. So she scarfs. I mean, this is a layer of cake. Ice cream, cake, covered with sauce, you know, fudge with nuts on it with whipped cream. So she scarfs it.
That sounds really good.
They are good. Okay. and so then after she eats it, I said to her, I said, would you like another one? She goes, yeah, I would actually. And so she orders another hot fudge cake.
Two hot fudge cakes for dinner.
And I'm like, this is great. I said, she's beautiful, man. She eats junk.
Okay. You're still bodybuilding.
I was in bodybilding.
But here's
what I did. I thought of myself. I thought, she's really hot.
Yeah.
And she's got a great personality. And I can fix the diet.
We can work on a diet. Yeah.
I can work on the diet. You know, you can get a behavioral change. You can't get a brain transplant.
No.
She had a great brain. And she's a super nice lady. In fact, I asked her for the first 7 months before we got married. I said, are you really this nice?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't believe I could be that nice. And she actually graduated from Niceville High School.
Yeah.
I'm not joking about that.
And the thing is,
it's in the panhandle.
And that's what I think we've seen now so much with these young kids is that they're growing up on so much toxins. There was a video somebody posted the other day. They sent me. I should have pulled it up here. It was a guy at Publix, and he pulled up the spicy hot red Doritos. And he pulls the label back. He goes, this should not even be consumed by any living being. The ingredients on the back of those Doritos is about this long. I mean, it's a gigantic paragraph. The first thing is corn, GMO corn. Then it's canola oil, soybean oil, host of other oils, high fructose corn syrup, Red 40. They don't even try to hide MSG and natural flavors. They put on the label monosodium glutamate written out.
That's because most people don't know what MSG
right.
is. They don't know it's monosodium glutamate.
And then there's a host of other ingredients, half of which you can't even pronounce. And he goes, this is what your kids are eating, and you wonder why they're having health problems. You wonder why they always are sick with ear infections, and they're always at the doctor. And then you start shooting them up every 6 months because you're trying to make them healthy. And then you make sure they get their Lucky Charms for breakfast with their homogenized milk. And then you make sure they get their hot dogs for lunch. Then they get their Doritos for dinner. And then they get sick again, and they go to the doctor and get more shots, and you wonder why we have a chronic illness problem in this country.
Okay, Michael Barrett, wherever you are, I want you to take that segment he just did and basically make that like a 30-second little talk. That was really good.
But it's true, though.
No, but it was excellent.
It's true. I summarized what the guy said, but it's a fact. You wonder why kids are having all these health problems. You don't have to look real far.
No, you don't have to. Oh, by the way, here's an article by Paul Craig Roberts. The Democrats and the whore media's propagandist assaults are endless.
That's good. A fact.
You know, here it is. He says, you know, Trump again makes John Roberts in the court look weak, messes the U.S. Supreme Court, always rule against Trump, or you look weak and Americans will lose confidence in you. This is what the media is saying. People are feeling betrayed because they paid their taxes and now fear could lead to the deportation message. Deported illegal aliens are really U.S. citizen taxpayers. You might be next. Biden is hankering to do more. He's coming out to protect Social Security from Trump. Trump's protection of Social Security recipients from fraud is a trick to cut their payments. And all this stuff they're saying over and over and over again in the media is because the media is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel, including AP Wire and Reuters, and they play both sides against the middle, just like Otto Kahn said that I've read to you so many times. They control the narrative to the Republicans. They control the media. They control the press. They control the narrative to the Democrats. They control all of it. It's always the man behind the curtain that is basically doing this. And then Paul Craig Roberts wrote another article. He said, can the rest be resurrected from the dead? I guess it was a little thing for Easter. It says, you know, it says, dear readers, the illegal oppression to which the democratic state of Germany, an offspring of the Nazi tyranny, I got to stop on that one. We'll talk about that at a later date. It's subjecting Dr. Reiner Fulmick is identical to the illegal persecution of Julian Assange by the U.S. and U.K. governments. What Western peoples do not know and what they do not want to know is they no longer can live in democracies. They live in tyrannies in which they have no reliable or reasonable rights. The orchestrated COVID pandemic perfectly demonstrated that civil liberty was totally dead in the Western world. He's right about that, Austin. U.S. President Donald Trump, a courageous man, unlike the cowards of our time, has challenged the corrupt American and European establishment, but it's being controlled by both sides. Remember that. He has undertaken to renew the principles and values that made the Western world great, but has he the power? It remains to be seen. Now, what's interesting about this is he starts talking about Fulmic, and he starts talking about the detail with Fulmic. Dr. Reinhard Fulmic had come out, and he's a German, and he had exposed Austin to what was going on with the coronavirus and what they were doing with the vaccines and how unbelievably dangerous it was. And the problem is they wanted to shut him up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And so what happened is they came after him. They arrested him in Mexico without an extradition warrant, by the way. They took him custody. They probably put him on a private flight, to be honest with you guys, and took him back. And he's been held unlawfully in a pretrial detention in Germany in a maximum security prison for 18 months.
They like doing that.
This despite the fact, remember, he can't talk to him by this way, that the maximum term for pretrial detention in Germany is only 6 months.
Wow.
They tripled him. That's the law. This, after being lured under false pretenses, subsequently abducted in Mexico and then deported to Germany without an international warrant, arrest warrant, nor a formal extradition order, where he was then arrested and imprisoned. The circumstances of the illegal arrest and subsequent mistreatment in prison are very concerning. From June 24th until December 24th, Fulmic was placed in solitary confinement. Official reason that he was providing fellow inmates with legal advice. Fulmic, who also, he's an attorney. Fulmic was also subjected to various forms of abuse and clear violation of human rights, physical and psychological mistreatment, including prolonged solitary confinement, deprived of sunlight, deprived of outdoor activity, deprived of sleep, forced to choose between taking a shower or having his 1 hour out of outdoors, and even prohibited from calling his lawyers. Aside from their brief and monitored telephone calls on Skype, he has not seen his wife since their arrest.
Wow.
He's only permitted 3 hours per month of visits or telephone calls.
That's horrible.
Okay. On top of that, he's been denied adequate medical care, including simple access to vitamins. Moreover, he was not even allowed to visit his dying mother or attend his funeral. But the inhumane prison conditions, as well as the manner in which this trial is being conducted, raises serious doubts about the level of respect for fundamental rights in the German judicial system. Now, this is, I'll let you read the rest of this stuff. I've posted it, but this is not something that's alone in happening in Germany. It's happening in the United States, too, Austin. Look at the guys from January the 6th that were arrested.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing happened to them.
The D.C. gulag for years.
Don't remember, they were locked up for 4 years on pretrial detention.
And here's the crazy part they were doing to, like you said, they weren't giving them pretrial release. Mm-hmm. They kept getting continuances on their trials, so they were holding them, detaining them.
Indefinitely.
Saying, oh, we got another continuance on your trial. It's another 6 months down the road. And then what they were doing was, I heard this directly from an individual that was helping these guys. He said what they were doing is they'd come in every 6 months. Oh, we have another extension on your trial now. But if you go ahead and admit to this, you admit to a felony, we'll basically do time served. And he goes, but I didn't do anything. I walked inside the Capitol. No. This is obstruction of justice. This was a sedition. You admit to this, we'll let you go. You do time served. You've been in here for 5 years. Now I'll let you go. I'm not admitting to something I didn't do. Well, sorry. You know what? It's got another 6 months continuance on your trial. We'll talk to you in 6 months, see how you're going to do. And they go around, they transfer them to different prisons around the country and back to D.C. so they can continually get away with the loopholes of keeping them in solitary confinement in certain prisons for an extended period of time and then transferring them back out to another prison, holding them there, not letting them sleep, then transfer them to another one while they're shackled the entire time.
So if you think the gulags of the Soviet Union were bad, these are just as bad.
Oh, yeah.
This is awful. You know, and so, you know, Donald Trump now is deporting American citizens and putting them in prisons in El Salvador because they've arrested the wrong people, and they're saying they can't get back.
That is an issue. That is an issue.
No, that's a real problem. And what if they find you at the airport and say, your papers aren't in order? Happened to a couple of German teenagers. They went in Hawaii. They were traveling around the world while they're still having their break. Yeah. They got in Hawaii. They did not have hotels yet. They detained them. Because they hadn't booked hotels. They're supposed to be there for like 6 weeks. That just happened, yeah.
Sometimes you just got to do a backpack trip, bro.
Well, guess what? They got deported. They got locked up and arrested and put in orange jumpsuits.
Jeez.
They got arrested. And now the German government is warning Americans not to travel to the United States. Warning Germans not to basically travel to the United States because they may be arrested and deported.
Well, you know what I'm wondering? This is something I'm gonna find this out firsthand. We'll see how it goes. I have refused to get a real ID. I somehow got an extension on my old driver's license to the end of like 2026. The real ID deadline's like 2 weeks, beginning of May 2025. They're saying that you're not allowed to fly or do anything unless you have a real ID or you have to have a passport with you at all times. So I'm wondering, I'm just throwing this out there. We're going to see. I'm wondering if they're going to use this real ID to detain individuals and say, you don't have a real ID, you're not meeting the requirements for this, oh, you don't have a passport with you either, we're detaining you now. I don't know. Really hoping that doesn't happen, but I find this to be very strange. This is happening at the exact same time this real ID has finally been implemented after 10 years of being discussed and rolled out.
But it says right here, it was a Newsweek article, German tourists deported from U.S.
That's
for not booking a hotel in Hawaii. I mean, they were paraded around in orange jumpsuits, kept it locked up. Two teenage German girls were detained and deported from the United States after arriving in Hawaii without a hotel reservation. Now, I'm curious when they say teenagers, if they were 15, 16, 17,
right,
18, 19. And 19.
Yeah.
Okay? They were deported after arriving in Hawaii without a hotel reservation. Newsweek contacted the Department of Homeland Security for comment via email outside of the normal office hours. Why it matters. The case highlights how minor oversights can trigger severe immigration enforcement under President Donald Trump's aggressive border policies. International travelers face increased scrutiny under the Trump administration's stringent immigration policies. This case exemplifies how minor oversights can lead to severe consequences, raising concerns about the treatment of tourists and the potential detrimental effects on international travel to the United States. I thought this was very, very, very interesting when I read this article, and I'm not really understanding why they decided they could do this because they didn't have a hotel room. That seems odd to me, Austin. And so I'd like to hear more about this from why they did this. But it was interesting. It says the duo spent several days in detention facility before being deported, despite holding valid travel documents and having no prior infractions. The teens hadn't booked accommodations for their full stay in Hawaii, which raised concerns for customs and border protection, even though they had both invalid travel authorizations through the electronic system for travel authorizations. They had ESTAs.
Well, it's more than likely what's happening is they're going to start using this Foreign Enemies Act as an excuse to detain individuals indefinitely or send them away or do anything they want. Remember this happened with Homeland Security after 9/11?
Yep.
You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
They came in and basically said, if you're classified as domestic terrorist, you go to Guantanamo Bay. Mm-hmm. No trial, no due process. You're a terrorist. You're deemed it. Now, there were some individuals in this country, some of which had nothing more than hatred to the U.S. and wanted to do bad things.
That's true.
But you also had people that didn't do anything. Now, suddenly, it just doesn't matter. And we, again, look at what happened with January 6th. If the FBI deems it so, and they say, you did this, and we deem it.
Barack Obama ordered drone attacks on American citizens and had them killed. And he said he enjoyed doing it. I mean, that's sick.
Well,
you know,
one thing I do enjoy is keeping everybody healthy. So thank you for joining the show today, my friends. If you guys need anything, Team Health Masters, the product of the week, the collagen peptides, I'll have that back in. I basically ran out. Everybody bought it all up.
Did we run out?
Yeah. I got more coming in today and tomorrow. Another pallet coming in because everybody's been buying it up. We've been using it, but I got a bunch of local people using it now. So everybody's getting good results with their joints.
Oh, yeah. Also, every once in a while, we'll ship something next day, Aaron, because of weather conditions or tornadoes or whatever.
Yes.
It may be delayed a day.
The expedited shipping that we charge, that we have for the $19.99, it's about 99.9% super quick almost all the time. However, I had a shipment that I personally shipped to basically a company 2 or 3 weeks ago. I said second day air. It took 7 days to get there because tornadoes over in Texas.
That's right.
So again, all the stuff we do the best we can. However, there are sometimes something goes haywire outside of our control, whether a snowstorm, whether a tornado. That usually is calmed down during the summer, though, so the shipments are pretty fast. But that's why we're doing everything we can to provide you with the highest quality service as fast as we can. If you need anything, call us at Team Health Masters. We're here to help you out. Be sure to check out the product of the week and vote for what you want to see win tomorrow on sale right now. And be sure to check out the other kits on the webpage on the different protocols that we have, including the 3-pack special and the purple sticks, and also one of my favorites, the ultimate focus stack, which is the purple stick and attention factor right there. There. This thing has been a bear today. I got it running, though. You notice the back's white now, HM.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, thank you, my friends. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay strong. Let us know if you need anything at all. We're here to help you out. Take advantage of our specials. Call us if you need anything. I appreciate you guys.
By the way, I had the greatest opportunity to pray for you guys this morning. You mean the world to me. Remember, Jesus died for you. He resurrected, basically, himself for you. He loves you with all of his heart, and he'll do anything for you, including dying for you. Always remember that. He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the perfecter of our faith. And when I have the opportunity to pray for you, it's a real blessing to me. And thank you for your support of Health Masters, because it means the world to me that you guys are getting your supplements and your toothpaste and all those things from us. If it wasn't for you guys doing that, we simply wouldn't be here. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you guys. And I don't know what the time is right now. I don't hear any music yet.
Well, we've been working on some stuff yesterday, so we're still here with you guys, and we're basically going to be doing different intros and outros. So bear with us on it. We know it's changing. We know it's updating. So we appreciate the support, my friends. Y'all have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.